That's Emily Millard with Toxic Town from her new album. It's entitled By Heron and By Season. You may not recognize the name Emily Millard, but if I tell you that Emily Millard is Miss Emilia Brown, you'll say, oh yes, I remember hearing a great interview that Jan did with Emily a couple of years ago.
That's right.
At the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're actually back here today. Emily has her new album, as I mentioned before, it's By Heron and By Season, and she's our special guest in the studio. It's great to have you join us again.
It's great to be here.
We were just reminiscing before we came to air about the fact that it's 2 years. If you check out the interview on folkrootsradio.com, you'll find that at that point, she was just getting set to start working on the album, and it often takes a year or so, doesn't it?
Yeah, to get it takes things a together. While to do things properly. And that was kind of my whole philosophy around this record, was to try not to rush it and just allow it to take all the time it needed.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the recording itself.
Obviously, sure.
a, How many songs are on the album?
10 plus one secret song, cool. Although it's not a secret anymore, is it?
Yeah, but... and we're actually going to play the secret song live in the studio. She has a tenor guitar with her. So Emily will be playing that for us a little later. But 10 tracks on the album. And where did you record it?
Well, I recorded most of it in Vancouver at a studio called Afterlife with an engineer named John Raham. And it was basically we played most of the tunes, the bed tracks, live off the floor. So whether I was playing guitar or keys, plus the bass and the drums. And some of the vocals were live off the floor as well. And then we did some overdubbing in Toronto at NASA, 6 NASA in Kensington Market, which has since moved. But yeah, the recording process, I loved every minute of it. It was incredible. And all the musicians that played on it were just so good.
And who plays on the album with you?
So the drummer is Dan Gaucher, who you might know from, he's part of Fond of Tigers. He also plays with Wood Pigeon. And the bass player is Colin Nealis, who plays with Andy Schaaf and Aidan Knight. They're pop guys, but with a jazz background, which was exactly what I needed. And then Jesse Zubach came in and did some improvising on the record. He also led a string trio, which Peggy Lee was part of that. She also improvises on one of the songs, and Henry Lee. And then in Toronto, we had an amazing woodwinds player, Ernie Toller, come in. Jeremy Strachan on bass clarinet. We had Blake Howard on percussion. And of course, Sandro Perry produced it. And he ended up playing a little bit on it as well. And Michael Davidson on the vibraphone. He's also amazing.
So when you pull together the people to play on an album like this, and you know, your music is typically described as art folk. I mean, you have like the, you know, very haunting, ethereal type sound. When you pull together the people to play on an album like this, does it take a little time to work out who they'll be?
I think in this case, I knew exactly who I wanted for the rhythm section. And then Sandro and I put our heads together for all of the other players. And we, for them, I think for all of them, we just totally agreed instantly. And we chose players that are very good at improvising. And the idea was not to give them any charts. And we just play them the song and they simply react to what's going on. So it was interesting for me to see that with just putting together a really fantastic team, there's basically zero risk. It's going to be whatever happens in the room with those people at that time, which is what a recording really is. You know, there was zero risk. You know, it's just going to be incredible, whatever happens. So it was really fun. Yeah.
Now, I should ask you, if I remember rightly, you're on a little island outside Vancouver Island. Is that where you are now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, so where are you now?
I'm in Montreal.
Oh, so you moved to Montreal.
Yeah, big change. Yeah. I was ready to be back in a real kind of lively cultural center for a while.
Which part of Montreal are you living in?
Well, right now I'm in the plateau, so pretty much in the thick of it.
The cool area. That's why I was, you know, I'm on the plateau. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The artistic area in Montreal.
Yeah.
That's great. Tell us about Toxic Town. That was the track we played at the start.
Yeah, Toxic Town. I mean, it's interesting. That's a song that I started writing and I was sending demos to Sandro and I thought, okay, I don't even know if I'll send this one. And I sent it to him and I said, I kind of think this is just a piece of trash. But he said, oh, you got to finish that song. So I did finish it. And it's about toxicity. You know, it's about mistakes that I believe are being made and consequences of those mistakes are still unknown. And just, just being a person growing up in an area that has a lot of chemicals, a lot of pollution, and the feeling of, where do you want to plant your seed? You want to plant your seed somewhere where it's going to grow and be safe. And it's kind of hard to find that place
these
days.
It's funny you should say that because 2 years ago when we talked, you were, you know, and living in a very idyllic environment. But, you know, I've also moved over 2 years as well.
And, yeah.
You know, and into a back into a city. And it's a completely different dynamic.
Yeah, it's a compromise in many ways. You know, yeah, and I miss being in the woods as well. Yeah.
So you have the tenor guitar with you today. Why don't you play something for us? What are you going
to
play?
Yeah, I'd love to play Origami Valentine for you. And this is the, when I was writing the record, this was the final song. And I knew it as soon as I'd written this song. I thought, okay, that's the final piece. This collection is done.
So, and it's a secret song.
And it's the secret song on the record. I got to play a nice old pump organ in the background on the record, which was really fun.
So if you want a copy of, well, you can listen to this show, obviously, but if you would like the recorded version of Origami Valentine, you need to buy a copy of Emily Millard's By Heron and By Season.
That's right. And if you mail order it, my mailer is my mom, and she puts a little handwritten note in with everyone.
And I love it when people send me handwritten notes. That really helps. You know, there's a handwritten note. As long as it's not written on the back of an envelope, it really helps make you feel that this is an album that I need to pick up and listen to.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Eyes wide open, eyes shut closed. Vision kaleidoscope, crane mulberry green and gold, butterfly metamorphose, many colors to the night, many colors past the realm of sight, origami Valentine. Ever unfolding love letter, origami Valentine, everlasting origami Valentine. Lucky dragon, four-pointed star, paper lantern to light the dark, lay it open, find the star, unravel to the very heart, life times to unwind, lifetimes to redesign, origami Valentine. Ever unfolding love letter, origami Valentine, everlasting origami Valentine. Am I the shipwright seeking diamond chains, crafting a vessel, sailing for heaven, or only a feather on the back of a great bird, flying blind, straight to forever, origami Valentine, ever unfolding love letter, origami Valentine, everlasting origami Valentine.
That's Emily Millard with Origami Valentine, live on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're actually in the Folk and Cats Meow showcase room. It's actually a private showcase room that I'm actually running.
And it's full of twinkle lights.
It's full of twinkle lights, and we have cat banners on the wall. I'm running it actually with my good friend Michelle Fortier from Michelle Fortier Publicity. And Emily's going to be playing for us a little later on Saturday. We also have, I think, 21 other people, I think.
Just keep them moving.
No, that's right. The thing about these conferences, if you've not experienced anything like a folk music conference, is it's really all about showcasing. So people will only play a 20-minute set, possibly a little longer, but usually not more than around 30 minutes, because the idea is to get a little bit of flavor for the music that different people are creating at this time. And we have an audience that, you know, really is built up of lots of different industry professionals. We've got people who are artistic directors at festivals. Perhaps they're running house concert series, or maybe they're booking venues. We'll have people who are publicists, managers, different other people working in the industry. But the idea is to, I said when I was doing some MC work last night that it was a bit like a dating game. That is very much trying to line up people with opportunities. And
that's right. You don't want to come on too strong.
You want to give people the impression, this is what my music's about. This is my new album.
Yeah.
It's entitled By Her and By Season. Here are a few songs from it. And that's basically it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you find it intimidating to do something like this?
I used to, yeah. The first few times I went to a conference like this, it was this conference actually. It was very overwhelming, yeah, because I sort of had the idea, okay, I got to have all my stuff and I got to meet all the people and say all the right things and then I got to play the music really well and, you know, just like a lot of stress. And then if you're not meeting a lot of people, then it's stressful I feel so much more comfortable now because I've just done a bunch of them, and I guess I just feel like being present is the main thing. You could sort of sit in the hotel lobby and do nothing and still accomplish something. So I feel a lot more relaxed now.
and I think it's I agree completely. I think it's a case of saying, look, this is who I am. This is what I do. And, you know, hope you like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, to be honest, I got that impression when I interviewed you the last time. I mean,
yeah,
you know, this is your art.
That's just it. And it's not for everybody. And I know that, you know, and that's okay. So it's just about getting it out there to the people that it does move and connecting with those folks, really.
Well, Origami Valentine was absolutely beautiful. And remember, that's the secret track on the By Heron and By Season album. So buy that and you'll pick that up along with 10 others. Now we're going to play another track from the album live. You're going to play, I think, Where Is God?
So, yeah.
I don't know where God is, but...
good question.
You're going to tell us.
Well, I'm going to certainly ask the question. This song comes from... I used to nanny for a little girl who was 2 years old at the time. And a walk that we took together, and all of a sudden she stopped in the middle of the sidewalk and said, "This world is a big house." And I said, "Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. I like that." I was looking around trying to see it through her eyes. And then she said, "I don't know this world," you know, like really kind of skeptical, like, what is this world, you know? And it just made me think of, you know, even my nephews. So kids, I really feel like kids come into the world with this wisdom. And I'm really into the idea of not imposing ideas on them too soon, you know, and seeing what their ideas are, if possible, you know. So, where is God, Jan?
I don't know. I'm waiting to find out.
Oh, well, God was supposed to show up like 5 minutes ago. Oh, okay. Don't put ideas in her head, her young and blessed head. She came not long ago, I suspect she may still remember place where secrets are kept. We should be asking her instead. Why do some trees grow so tall while the dragonfly lives but one season? As Kuwait is gone. When she was young, she said to me, this world is one big house. Do not know this world, she said. We walked below a sky train. I wish I'd asked her, Madeline, what happens to a dead man's soul? But she was only 2 years old. But I wish I'd asked her who and why, how and where is God as Kuwait.
That's Emily Millard with a beautiful live version of Where Is God from her new album, which is entitled By Her and By Season. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And the interesting thing, and this is a plug for why you need to buy CDs, because it comes with a lovely little lyric book. And as she was playing, I was able to read along. And it, you know, you told the story about, you know, that little girl and what she said to you that day. But actually, it means even more when you actually think about what you said and then listen to you mm-hmm. to play it and then think about the lyrics at the same time.
And yeah, it really helps to hear a bit of the story behind the song. Yeah,
that's neat.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. So you're on tour in Ontario just now. I think you're touring with the instrumental band, the Aerialists.
Aerialists, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a collaborative tour together. Which is incredible. They're a 5-piece instrumental band. They've got harp, electric guitar, violin, bass drums, and the harp player doubles on a violin, and so does the electric guitar player. So actually, we've also got a string trio when we need it, and they can just do so much. They can do so many textures, and they're very sensitive. They're really good at just being very sort of sparse in their playing. And yeah, it's going really well.
And I think you also joined them for a song or two, is that right?
Yeah, and I joined them for a song in their set, yeah. And their music it's very different from mine. Very dynamic. It's louder, it's faster paced. It's really interesting music that they're writing, yeah.
What about your own live work that you're doing just now?
Well, I'm doing kind of a combination of I'm doing a few solo tunes, and then I've got a few tunes that I do with the bassist and the drummer, and then I add the guitar player in, and then we play full band set songs, and then we do things with just the string trio and me. So it's really dynamic. I really am kind of switching it up, and they're sort of on stage, off stage, but they don't mind.
Now, I think the last time we talked, actually probably 6 months ago, you were telling me that, were you in Brooklyn, I think, at that time?
I was headed there, I think.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
Yeah. I got a Canada Council study grant to work with some vocal teachers. I was finding that the songs that I was writing, I was sort of outwriting my own voice, meaning my ability to express what I was writing with my voice. So I was sort of on this this pilgrimage to find more colors that I could use in my voice. So yeah, I went to New York and I studied with a teacher there named Dagmar Appel. She's a vocal coach. She's incredible. She's taught many, many singers and actors. She once toured, in her day, she toured with Stockhausen's experimental vocal ensemble. So she was amazing. And I learned actually a whole new vocal technique from her. It was really interesting. And then after that, I went and studied with a teacher in Oslo, Sidsel Endresen, who is a very wonderful jazz. She wouldn't call herself a jazz singer, but she's in the jazz world and she's a vocal improviser. So with Sidsel, it wasn't so much how to sing. It was more what to sing, what to choose to sing. And that's a whole new world for me to pursue when I have the time to really delve into. She gave me probably 2 years worth of practicing to do.
Oh, that's great. Well, I have to say, part of the reason I love to interview people about their music is to hear stories like this about how important it is for you to stretch and explore and develop. And mm-hmm. I think that's just a neat thing. And it's funny because we had a song about talking about where is God and, get into this whole meaning of life thing. And I think it's great when, people talk about having a real purpose.
Yeah.
In what they're doing. That's really, really, really important.
I think I'd rather have that than a financially stable job that, that I didn't find any meaning in. Yeah. I think.
What are your future plans? I mean, obviously, you've just released a new album. You're out there touring it. What else?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see what happens with this record. I'm definitely loving performing. I loved recording. I want to write more. I just want to, what I'd love in the future is to do less administration work. As an independent artist, I spend so much time doing that stuff, and I really want to be spending as much time as possible writing music, rehearsing music, recording music, performing music. That's what I really want. And you know what else? I'd love to get into working with community more. Like this morning I went and I hung out with a grade 10 class at Brookfield High in Ottawa and talked about songwriting and played them songs. And that was really rewarding.
That's part of the Artbeat program?
That's part of the Artbeat program, yeah.
No, that's great. That's great. Well, you know, I think those things really do give back. And it's wonderful that not just the conference having that, but, you know, obviously you have the interest to do that. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I'm all over the internet, Jan. I'm very easy to find. You can just Google me, Emily Millard. My website is emilymillard.ca. It's all there. And then I'm on social media. My handle is Emily Millard Muse, M-U-S.
Well, I know that By Heron and By Season's already getting some great reviews. So definitely check that album out if you get a chance. We're going to finish with another track from the album. We're actually going to play a song that you played live for us. If you check out folkrootsradio.com from a couple of years ago, you'll be able to find the interview that Emily and I did. And she played a live version of this song, which is Hunter. But we're going to play the album version.
Yeah, I think you're really going to love the album version.
So tell us about this song.
I'm really happy with how this turned out, because the whole idea was to create a living musical forest. And the musicians were simply reacting. I thought of it as, and they thought of it as sort of walking through the song and kind of rustling some things up over here and shifting some things around here, almost searching for something. And so these sounds come in and out and, you know, sort of disappear and reappear, and similar to in a forest, you know, and animals appear and little sounds happen. There's a rustling, and I love how it turned out.
Emily Millard with Hunter from the album By Heron and By Season. And Emily, as always, it's a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, and you as well.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Follow with your eye the animal. watch the eagle nesting dives across the path we're walking, cries a piercing cry to come no farther. Oh, the night, oh, the morning, grey wolf howling, set the deer. Dear to run. Say.